The town of Huntington on Long Island honored a resident this week who is known as the Pickle King of Greenlawn. Samuel Bolton escaped slavery in Virginia at the start of the Civil War. He settled in Greenlawn, worked on a farm, and saved up enough money to start his own business. Carl Bolton says his great-great-grandfather got his title after growing 1.5 million cucumbers for picking in a single season. Bolton says, though, he was more impressed by his dedication to family.
The first thing that impressed me about Sam was the great love that he had for his wife Rebecca, a love that caused him to risk his life to free her from slavery. So he was a great family man.
The street dedication was in time for Juneteenth tomorrow. Congress made it a federal holiday this week to celebrate the day that America's last enslaved people in Texas were told of abolition. That's 2 years after outlawing slavery. You're listening to C19, WSHU's daily news update from the Connecticut, New York region. Coming up, a law to legalize pot in Connecticut will be signed soon, helping veterans on Long Island, and New York is back. Well, sort of. I'm Sabrina Garone. Governor Lamont says he'll sign the law that legalizes the adult recreational use of pot in Connecticut next week. WSHU's Ebong Udama reports.
Lamont says the new law would align Connecticut with neighboring states that have already legalized pot. He says it goes further and includes social equity provisions to aid communities affected by the war on drugs.
I think 50% of the licenses are designated for those communities. Most of the resources are going to go back to those communities as well. I want this broadly based, and in some of our poorer towns as well as our cities, where people will be able to take advantage of this.
Priority would be given to impoverished census tracts with high unemployment. Lamont says he expects state income from marijuana sales to be up to $4 million the first year and build to more than $100 million a year in the future. The new law would allow adults 21 and older to use recreational pot beginning July 1st. Retail sales would begin by May next year. Ebong Udama, WSH News.
Volunteers on Long Island handed out hundreds of free care packages today to military veterans who were hit hard by the pandemic. WSHU's Desiree Diorio was there.
Nassau County officials and veterans groups packed up essentials like food, clothes, and toiletries for struggling veterans. All the items were donated, including 400 pairs of sneakers. Ralph Esposito runs the Veterans Service Agency. He says around 50,000 veterans live in the county, and many of them face food insecurity and homelessness.
Well, a lot of the vets have lost their jobs. A lot of them can't afford to pay their bills anymore. And that's another thing we try to help them with.
The events are called Veterans Stand Downs. They're held every summer and winter, but Esposito says Nassau County veterans in need don't have to wait for the biannual giveaways. The agency can help with food, housing, and transportation any time of year through their hotline. That number is 516-572-6565. Desiree Diorio, WSHU News.
COVID restrictions have been lifted in New York, but the state of emergency remains. More on that coming up at First Headlines and a message from C19's supporter.
Support for C19 comes from Hartford HealthCare. More COVID vaccine answers at hartfordhealthcare.org/vaccine or 833-621-0600.
Everyone over 12 in our region is now able to get the vaccine. For your first dose, you don't need an appointment at most state-run sites, but you may need to make one for your second dose. In Connecticut, they can be scheduled online at ct.gov/COVID-vaccine or by phone at 877-918-2224. New Yorkers can set up a second dose appointment online with the Am I Eligible app and by phone at 833-697-4829. The state of Connecticut is on track to create a way for high school graduates to automatically gain admission to four state universities. A provision in the state budget would allow both public and private high school graduates or high school seniors to attend one of the four schools, Western, Eastern, Southern, and Central state universities. Students will have to meet a minimum grade point average and class ranking, but the exact figures haven't been set yet. A warning to those of you planning to celebrate Father's Day with brunch, 2021 was one of the shortest seasons for tapping maple syrup in over a decade. That's thanks to early spring weather. Vermont's maple syrup production fell by 21% in 2021 when compared to 2020. That's according to a report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The USDA's report valued Vermont's syrup production at $52.7 million in 2020. New Yorkers celebrated the state's reopening with most COVID-19 restrictions now lifted. Karen DeWitt reports that Governor Cuomo has not yet declared the state of emergency to be over yet.
Despite the signs of life returning to normal, the governor has not yet declared the state of emergency to be over. In March of 2020, the state legislature granted him special powers, allowing him to issue over 400 executive orders. They included business closures, mandatory mask wearing, and restricting how many people could gather inside a private home.
Senator yields.
Through you, Mr. President. Does the bill before the House have...
Earlier this spring, Democrats, who lead the legislature, voted to curb some of those powers after the governor became embroiled in a number of scandals, including allegations of sexual harassment and a federal investigation into whether he covered up the true number of nursing home deaths from the virus. The Senate and Assembly passed a bill that prevented the governor from issuing any new executive orders without their approval. Senate Deputy Majority Leader Mike Gianaris spoke on the Senate floor in early March.
This majority has decided that power is no longer necessary. It wasn't executed the way any of us would have liked, and we're going to repeal it.
Republicans, who are in the minority in the legislature, say that measure was not enough. They say a lot has changed in 3 months, and the Democratic lawmaker should have fully revoked the emergency powers before adjourning on June 10th. More than 60 of the directives remain in place. State Republican Party Chair Nick Langworthy held a news conference outside the Capitol.
He can't cancel every restriction and then still hold on to this power. It's just not fair.
Though the legislature formally adjourned for the year, they may return to the Capitol in July to act on the governor's nominees to the MTA and other matters. They will have another opportunity then, if they choose, to alter the governor's emergency powers. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
For the latest news from Long Island and Connecticut, you can listen on the radio or online at WSHU.org. C19 is supported by Hartford HealthCare. Thank you for listening. I'm Sabrina Garone. Have a great weekend.